Frank Sumter was born in Harlem. He's lived here his whole life. He has ribbons of gray hair in his black braids and a fluid sway in his strides. When I met him, he was playing jazz through his walking partner. It's a 12-inch speaker, bigger than a shoebox, sitting in doubled-up plastic bags attached to an old tape player poking out of his pocket.
If I don't have it, for odd reason, I can walk maybe 10 or 15 blocks and I'm ready to get on the bus.
Frank has been walking with his music for years. Outside of his apartment on Lenox Avenue and 116th, he'll put a tape in the tape deck and set out on his way.
As I go through Columbus Circle, 72nd Street at the Fountain, Broadway and 72nd when they come out of the subway.
Sometimes he walks, sometimes he hangs out in parks, especially if people are enjoying his music.
You know, people are sitting out there, a lot of seniors, they're out there, and I play a lot of stuff that they like, you know, Ella Fitzgerald, Edith Piaf, maybe a little Jimi Hendrix every now and then, depending on the different crowd that sits out there, you know.
One day, one of those seniors told him he was doing it all wrong.
One of the elderly that was sitting out there when I played, she came over after the song went off with her walker and gave me a dollar. I said, no, that's all right, I just played for fun. She said, but you don't like my money? I said, no, it's not that, I just, you know, played for, she said, I'll take it. And get you a can out there and put, so you can make some more money.
So a few days later, Frank put out a can.
And that day I made about $60.
$60?
Yeah.
Kind of makes you rethink your headphones. Miriam Wasser, Columbia Radio News.